I'm not breathing again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stop breathing. All right, good evening, everybody. It is Thursday, December 30, 2021. It is 8:02 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I'm talking to you from the north shore of Lake Ontarrible in Toronto, Ontarrible, Canada, where we're about to go down into another lockdown. Bless you. We're about to go down into another lockdown as the Omicron fictitious virus rages across the city, across the province, across the land, across the world, replicating at the fastest rate in the history of science fiction. And we are going to have to take extreme measures. People are going to have to be probably sacrificed at some altar in a distant land, or maybe in a hospital or a schoolyard near you. I don't know. But today I have two special guests. I'm not going to waste any time introducing all the fluff around my blog. But I'm going to introduce them right away. First, I'm going to say hi to Northern Tracy, ladies first.
Because hello, and Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to all your listeners.
Yes, Northern Tracy, of course, one of my favorites. I call her a standing guest because she's always got good standing here, friend of the show. She can drop in at any time because she's got some of the best truth out there when it comes to the medical world and injections. And then I'm going to also welcome Mr. Greg Wyatt of GregWyatt.net, because Tracy introduced me to Greg and said he will knock your socks off when it comes to vaccine injury and damage research. So I'll welcome Greg to the show. Hello, Greg.
Greg, how you doing?
Hey.
Thanks for inviting me on. It's a pleasure finally to interact personally with Tracy Northern. We go back a long time, and since I was 86th off Facebook and social media, of course, I vanished to many, many of my dear and good friends, Tracy being one of them. She was, I learned a lot from her in the early years. She's been on social media somewhat longer than me. I started in earnest in the vaccine, anti-vaccine movement in 2013. And that's when I think I met Tracy on Joel Lord's group, Vaccine.
Have you noticed that we've changed tack since you've been gone and come back, though? Since they closed most of the groups. Do you remember that big group, the whole truth and nothing but the truth about vaccines? Was that, it was something like that was massive.
They're all gone, Tracy. I have a spreadsheet with all the groups that I spent 10 to 12 hours a day sharing Weston and Emily's story early on. And I would share to about 50 big groups. And that's how I got my notoriety. They are all gone. Every one of them.
But they were also taken over by shills, like quite early on. They were filled up with shills, and then a lot of us sort of changed tack and went down the germ theory route with Jim. Do you remember Jim O'Kelly?
Jim O'Kelly is a dear friend of mine.
Yeah, so we all started listening to him and learning about the virus fraud and stuff. I think he started that, like,
what's his website
4 or 5 years.
Stop something.
Huh?
What's his website called?
Shotsoftruth.com.
Shots of
Excellent
truth.
Website. Okay. This guy is the antithesis to Del Bigtree.
I did try and get him on the show as well.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Do we have his contact? Has anyone recently contacted him?
I can get a hold of him. He's like 80 years old now. He was really, really healthy, but, you know, his daughter was killed at the hospital across the street from his business.
Okay.
It's on his website. The whole germ theory, when I met him, I thought he was crazy.
Yeah, I did too.
Everybody did, because it goes so deep. But now everybody understands that what Jim was saying is the truth.
Yep.
And it took me, honestly, Tracy, several years to really grasp what he was saying.
Yeah, it took me years as well. And I actually fell out with him twice. We had big arguments online and we both fell out with each other. But then we got back again and talked more. But he used to hate me. All the questions I used to ask him used to drive him mad.
What kind of questions did you ask that he didn't like?
Well, I'm a skeptical person, and mm-hmm. when he was coming out with viruses don't exist,
okay,
I was sending him, you know, the things that people send to us now to say that viruses do exist. And it was only really when I discovered Stefan Lanka, started listening, reading his stuff, that I sort of cottoned onto it better. And then I went back and read Jim's stuff again, because he puts things in a strange way when he writes about this stuff, and he kind of leaves it up to you to work it out, which in a way is good. But
they have to do that.
For me, it wasn't.
Do they have to do that? For some reason, I think they do, because otherwise they're giving medical advice. Is that true?
No, I don't, because I've spelled it out and I'm not giving medical advice.
I just got an email into ima@fakeologist.com. That's my email. If anyone wants to contact me, use email ima@fakeologist.com. Or if you're paranoid, you can use Proton Mail. ima@fakeologist@protonmail.com. And PGO just sent me Jim O'Kelly's email, which I just grabbed it off his website. So I just emailed him in the off chance he wants to join in now. That'll be cool.
Good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Greg, if you could lean a little closer into the mic. Let me play. Greg just posted on the Facebook. He just posted a pretty good video with commentary. So I'm going to play it. I grabbed it for FakeoTube. So let me just play it. It's 51 seconds. Hopefully everyone can hear. This is Greg in the back corner.
We were duped. I want you to listen to this. Oh my God. Let's see if I can get it going.
Anti-vaccine. I'm not against vaccination. I'm not, nor is the autism community, anti-vaccine.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, like you said, I'm pro-vaccine. I've never said anything anti-vaccine.
Listen to this, guys.
I'm pro-vaccine. I had all six of my kids vaccinated.
Del Bigtree's partner.
If vaccines were safe, I would inject them into my child.
I'm not anti-vaccine.
Are you anti-vaccine?
No, I'm not anti-vaccine. I take vaccines all the time.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness sakes, guys. This is too much. Greg, were duped.
Where'd you get that video?
Part of viewer's delight.
Did you make the video, or was that a video someone else?
No, I made the whole thing from scratch. I've got more files than
you jammed all those clips together. That was your clip fest.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
because it's hard
that.
To hear because you're not. It's not being. It's playing through your speakers.
I understand.
Send
I'm
me
just
that
a,
file.
Just,
can you send me the file? Because I'd like to hear a good audio.
I can attempt to, my friend.
Yeah.
Justin and Emily are full time jobs, and then I have Joyce, and then I have a business. And then I have to make money. And I try to just do things on the fly.
I know.
I could hire a full-time assistant, but that takes time to find somebody you can trust, which in this world, I don't trust anybody.
Yeah, well,
except
actually,
Tracy and you.
Actually, my daughter's looking for a social media gig, and so you have to get a hold of her because she's free and she does social media. So if you want to work with her, I definitely connect you to. I will do that if you want. You can try her out.
We can talk about it in the future for sure. And thank you for the offer.
Yes.
Very kind of you.
But send me, she needs money more than anything. It's nothing. I'd like to help you, and she needs money. So it's a good match. But, send me, if you can, that video clip that you just jammed together there. It's pretty indicative. So you were laughing because...
It is so ludicrous that I missed it myself. I supported Del Bigtree. And then when I found out some very disturbing things very early on, I started looking at the bigger picture that went all the way back to Jenny McCarthy, J.B. Handley. I mean, the whole thing is a charade. Goes all the way back to the NVIC, 1986, and they're all controlled ultimately by someone that you don't want to trust, Big Pharma. They're on their payroll. There is no doubt on my mind. Del Bigtree was funded, vaxxed, was funded by the New York Community Trust, which is the Cells Foundation, and they run hedge funds, and they deal with pharmaceutical companies. That's why Del Bigtree was taking stock donations on his website for a long, long time. And I bet you that pharma sent him a lot of stocks. Del's got a lot of money, but he's taken a big hit thanks to the work that we're doing.
One of the conversations we're going to have later is on communication perception.
Sure.
Right? And I would say that I often joke that the pharmaceutical industry is the new favorite villain in Hollywood, right? And also the attitudes...
My friends in the oil industry would debate that, but that's all right.
Good. And I also... but I also think the popular skepticism that, you know, manifests itself around vaccines, that manifests itself in, you know, different stars, you know, looking at the, you know, indicting the pharmaceutical industry as one that is simply, you know, oh, sure, they want us to feed us more pills because that's how they can make money. They don't want to cure us. That erratic point of view becomes more problematic in a consumer-driven environment.
Yeah.
And so I think it's not something, it's always something that was addressed, but it didn't necessarily have to be addressed at a level of intensity that it probably will have to be addressed in the coming years. How do you see that? How do you beat back the Jenny McCarthy's of the world, if you will, in this modern environment where consumer voice is going to have more of a say over this
All right. Let's separate it.
Jenny McCarthy doesn't speak for us.
No, I know.
Jenny McCarthy.
I just want to hear this
That's
clip.
Stupid. Yep. That's from a public health standpoint. That's stupid. It's based on a lie. It's based on a myth. And we're putting children's lives in danger. The woman ought to be arrested. So much for Jenny McCarthy.
There, I just wanted to get that clip for you guys. Okay. This is just a shill for the...
It's funny because all the stuff that you're posting these days, I know that you're only just getting into the whole vaccine question, but it's all stuff that we were posting about 6 years ago, So it's all old stuff to us.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, guess what? It's going mainstream now, big time, because now the whole world is paying attention because the needle is coming at them. So, yeah, for sure.
But the irony is that it's not, the COVID shot isn't a vaccine. It's got nothing to do with vaccines. It's only a vaccine in name.
But it has a lot in common. It's a needle, goes into the bloodstream. It has adjuvants, and it also has contents that we don't get.
Does it have adjuvants, though?
Pardon me?
Does it have adjuvants? We don't even know what's in them.
Well, let's assume it has adjuvants because it's causing massive reactions in people all over the world right now. So something is in there that is causing a reaction. For sure, yeah. And we don't get to know what's in it, for sure. They've said 75 years, we'll maybe open that as well as the 9/11 and as well as the JFK files.
Well, they do put the ingredients on the inserts on normal vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't they put the ingredients on this one?
That's right. Well, it's under emergency use, that's why. They're still mixing with the tonic. They're still adjusting the levels.
Tweaking,
Tweaking.
Have you uploaded that video that I sent you of the guy's brain exploding?
Yeah, you did. I didn't upload it because I'm suspicious of stuff like that, especially with the red eyes and whatnot. But I can find it and play it in the old...
I'd like to know what people think of that, because I don't know what to think of it.
Well, let's see if it is.
I've seen two weird videos from Israel today.
Okay, who wants to watch this one? So the guy's head is smoking, and his eyes are red. Did that come through okay? Okay, so we get it. Yeah, that's over and over again. It's very strange, for sure. There's so much strangeness going on. Okay. Greg, have you seen that?
He won't have seen it. I didn't post it on my Facebook. I just got it in a message.
Right.
It's a bit much to be posting on Facebook.
I'm just looking at Jim O'Kelly.
Mm-hmm. He used to do these little videos all the time, and they were just for us, like people who were following him and trying to learn about the virus fraud.
Wanted you to see this book so you know it's real. New Health Era by William Howard Hay, medical doctor. Written in 1933. Hey, I'm going to give you a few pointers on this out of this book as we go along before I move to another book. But one whole book like this will clear your mind of all the propaganda that you've been programmed with if you're still going to doctors, thinking germs cause disease, colds, things like that. But the book is available. It runs about $35 and up. There's a few copies left. You might think that's a lot of money, but I'll tell you what, it's a cheap investment in the security of knowing and learning the real truth about colds and other diseases. So let me tell you what Dr. Hay has to say here about the cold.
Sorry, it's a little low.
The cold will never be properly understood till we realize that each attack is merely the body's endpoint of tolerance for the acids of digestion and metabolism, and when we have ceased to create these toxic materials, we will cease to manifest the common cold. He says, eat all the right foods, bring the colon up to date, and you will furnish yourself with proof necessary that it becomes impossible to catch a cold. Colds are not caught. They are accumulated with the feet under the dinner table and in no other way. It's kind of clever. We should ignore disease and concentrate on building health. How true that is. Sir William Osler once said, that anything that cannot be cured by nature must forever remain uncured. And if you don't know who Osler is, he was probably the doctor of all doctors. In fact, I have a complete volume, set of volumes from him from 1927. But anyway, making this short, I wanted you to get that point. And I'll be doing this from time to time throughout this book so you get an idea, and I'll tell you what the book is and if you're available, you know, to get it if you want one. And then we'll move on to the next. Stay with it, because it's going to take a long time if you still are a victim of being programmed by anything the medical profession says about disease, cause, or health. Because remember this, they study pathology, study of disease, sickness, and death. I think I coined the word healthology about 30 or 35 years ago, because I looked it up about 10 years ago and it wasn't in a dictionary, study of health. They don't study of health. If you're sick, you go to the doctor and they look at you while you're sick and they look at your symptoms and try to figure out your cause. If you're like me and you're healthy, nobody is concerned about why you're healthy, what the reason is, what are you doing to maintain your health. But this is why you clear your mind of what they put in it and the rewards you will get. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I'm 76 years old now. I just ran about a mile and a half, jogged. I feel like a kid. Want to compare that? Since a lot of you know me, compare it with other people you know that are 60, 65, that can hardly get out of the car, can't walk without a stick. They're sick all the time. I put on dances. I'm up there as a DJ, 4 hours solid, bebopping around, man. I mean, that's what happens when you take care of the body. And I don't do 100%. I'm only 80%. I probably won't give up my 20% unless I get a problem, then I'm going 100%. So anyway, that was Dr. William Howard Hay. This is Jimmy Novaks, wishing you a real happy and healthy lifestyle.
Okay. Sorry, I should have cut that off a little bit. But okay, that's Jim O'Kelly. So there you go, guys. What do you think, Greg?
Where is Greg?
What do you think? What do you have to say about that? A new health era. Do you have that book? Northern Tracy?
No, I don't have that book. I don't buy old books, but I've got quite a few on PDF files.
Mm-hmm.
Like a really good one is Eleanor McBean's The Poison Needle. That's got tons of stuff in it that's usable, and it's easy to read as well. That was written like in the 40s, I think. And her parents were doctors during the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. So there's a lot of about that in there as well. But Jim uses a lot of old historical books in his work. That's basically all he does, is read old medical books and things. He's got a big collection of them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's really interesting. So there's some of the stuff he comes up with.
If you want to get that book and other books, I've got a directory full of this. It's at fake11.com/vax, VAX.
Oh, okay, cool.
I've put everything I have and more in this directory, fake11.com/vax. It's got a lot of the movies.
I've got quite a few. I'll have a look and see what you haven't got. Yes. I might have some you haven't got.
Yes, definitely send me. We should create a common directory between the two of us. We can just dump stuff in. I think we did that already, did we?
Yeah, we did it already. I've already been dumping videos in there.
Oh, I have to look at it. Yeah, you have to give me a heads up when you put something in there. Yeah, give me a, because it doesn't make a ring. It doesn't ring or anything, so I don't.
Yeah.
Now that you reminded me, let's just take a look and see what's in there.
Oh, there's just a load of videos that I think you've probably already seen.
No, don't be surprised. Okay, I saw the Melissa Cume, strange name. I saw that one. She's another Irish lass like yourself.
I'm not Irish.
Oh, okay. But you're in Ireland.
I live in Ireland. My mum was a Cassidy, so I've got Irish in me.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you gave me the video from, you just put that one in.
Yo, just a quick intro from me, because I like to hear myself talk, and I want to be the leader of the revolution. Just kidding.
I think I already played that one. Okay.
I think most of the things I put in there, I put on my Odyssey anyway.
Well, that's good that you said it. That's fine. Yeah, you have an Odyssey. I should link to that. And you're on Blurt. Is your Blurt blog working right now?
No, it's been down all day. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
I think they've probably done some kind of update, because they're always tweaking it.
Well, that's not a great idea when you want people to see your stuff. That's why I know you like the crypto aspect to it, but I really think that when you're on a central server, and especially one that may be controversial, I think it's dangerous. And I don't know exactly the architecture of the website, but I did like your old WordPress blog because it was easy to comment. I didn't need to start an account. I know you started an account for me, and I appreciate that. I haven't been able to get going on it yet.
You've got 5 followers already.
I know, but I don't want to... I want to stick to what's working right now, and I don't want to start on someone else's platform, especially since it's down. My blog has never been down for a day, ever. So
I don't know. Maybe I know they're having sort of wars with Hive, so I'm just wondering if they've been hacked and Hive are trying to take them down.
Well, maybe.
Because they're losing a lot of people to Blurt.
But you have a WordPress blog, and I still think you should get on to...
I only put my serious stuff on there, though.
Yeah, but some of your less serious stuff is just as interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, well, and not only that, but it arouses comment, and comments are golden as well.
Yes, true.
So definitely. So you got your donor box going on the Northern Tracy blog website, which is great. That works.
That was a nightmare doing that. Absolute nightmare.
Yeah, but you just have to do it once and now it works. So you should be, I'll send you a donation now.
Oh, bless you.
But get your...
You said that you would get 50 if I joined through your link.
And I haven't seen that yet, so I have to, I'll have...
No.
Well,
and
I
didn't get it either.
Okay, well, I'm going to look into it. Now that it's working... I'll look into that. So I'll put that on my to-do list.
They sent me an email asking me how I rated their, when they give you help with things. And I obviously needed help because it wasn't working. Hmm. And they wanted me to rate it, and I said it was rubbish.
Well, you're honest.
Well, they wanted me to give a mobile number for verification, and I said, right. I don't have a mobile. So then they said, well, you download the Google app, and then the Google app asks you for a mobile as well. So I said, well, I can't use the Google app either. And they said, well, that's the only one we have. So I went on my own and went and looked at Firefox's website to see if they had a verification tool, and they did. So I tried that, thinking it's not going to work, but I did it, and my phone rang, and a robot gave me a number, and then I put the number in their website, thinking it's not going to work because it's a different app, and it worked. And then they sent me another email saying, you have to download the Google app. And I said, I've already done it. I've verified with something else. I didn't need the Google app. A bunch of idiots.
Yeah. Technology is just a bunch of young guys thinking that they know what they're talking about. Okay, well, good on you. So Northern Tracy is up and running. And I still want you to get over to Hosting Matters and get going on that. Put your blog
What's that?
Well, that's an independent website. You're on WordPress's site. And if they can delete you tomorrow. So get off WordPress.
That's all right. I've got copies of everything on the WordPress anyway.
Well, good. But actually, you can do an easy backup of the site. It's just a one-button backup, and then you can do a one-button upload. But if you get on, I'm on Hosting Matters. It's a web space that you rent for $100 a year.
Send me the details whenever you get a chance, and we'll have a look.
Well, for all that want to know, if you go to the top of my blog, and click on about, and things add likes. You click on that, and it'll show you all the little software websites that I use. By the way, including a squatty potty, or a lily pad. Have you ever heard of? Squatting. I know this is a family channel, but I thought I'd bring it up because you are Miss Health to the world. Have you ever heard of squatting? To eliminate.
It's supposed to be very healthy for you. Just actually squatting, not doing your business squatting, but actually just sitting like that is meant to be very healthy.
No, I meant doing your business.
Yeah, probably it would come out better.
Yeah, it removes the kink in your colon.
Well, I used to go out sabbing a lot in my younger days, and there was never any toilets, so we all used to go and squat in the ditches to do our business, so I'm used to it.
Okay. Well, I ordered a special scaffolding to put around your existing Queen Victoria, Lou, and that way you don't have to go too far out of your way to... make it happen. And
most countries just have like the old countries, I don't know, I can't remember where I was, but maybe Spain or somewhere like that. They just have a hole in the floor, and they have bars on the sides of the wall so you can hold onto the bars while you squat over the hole. I mean, it's only like posh Western countries that have toilets.
Well, apparently a lot of even those countries are moving to Queen Victoria's throne, so they are moving towards it as if it's a better thing, which of course it's not. So, well, then you're aware of it. So that was a health tip. I think it's I think it could be a colon cancer lifesaver. I think there's a lot to the fact that when people don't eliminate and they accumulate the waste, that causes problems.
Well, a lot of that is the food that they're eating as well. I mean, sure. I've never had constipation problems.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. But on the other hand, you can do so many more natural things to help.
Greg's had to go.
Is Greg gone?
Yeah, he had to run.
Oh, okay. But I know he's very busy with his children. I did promise I'd play. Well, I did play the one Facebook post. I'm looking at Greg Wyatt's website on Facebook now. And, of course, he has gregwyatt.net. I really just want him to come on and say hi, but I know he's busy with his children.
Oh, bless. I wanted to ask him something before he went, but that's all right.
He's got the I am not anti-vax mashup that he put on. I put that on Faco Tube. I thought that was pretty cool. And he's got Monetizing Misery with Andrew Wakefield. What do you... Did you read this one? His what do you know of Andrew Wakefield?
Well, I know I've met Jane Donegan, so, and I've read the court transcripts of his court case and all sorts of things. So yeah, I know a lot about it. But he just wants to make money, basically. He's been sacked basically from England, working as a doctor in England. I don't know if he's allowed to work as a doctor in America. Probably not. But he's got to make money, hasn't he? And there was a lot of people going around saying that he was working on a single measles vaccine and he was going to make his money that way. But and I did hear somewhere, I can't remember where, this was a long time ago, that he was doing experiments on chimps, or trying to get a lab to do experiments on chimps for whatever he was looking into. So that's basically when I stopped listening to him.
Yes, and Greg has a post on that, and apparently
Wakefield isn't anti-vax anywhere. All he did was look at these children's guts. And he also said that he found the vaccine virus in their gut, the virus that is in the measles, the MMR.
Oh, okay.
And this was around the time when I was listening to Lanka and his court case, which also happened to be about the measles virus. So he proved in court that there was no measles virus. And I wanted to put it to Wakefield what the hell he was talking about. If there is no measles virus, what is this virus that he found in these children's guts that was causing their autism? But I never got to do that because I think I was going to go to one of their talks, the Vax talks. I asked him online and he just ignored me.
Yeah, that's the way. That's the way they do it. They don't want to draw any attention to the truth, so they ignore it. That's the absolute most effective way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to your more recent post that, luckily, I copied the whole thing onto my blog, and that was on the bubonic plague of 1530, which...
That's really interesting. Somebody posted that on Facebook.
I thought it was
one of those fake news things. It seemed too perfect. Too good,
yes,
to be true.
Yeah.
So I went and asked her. I went and looked for the book online, and I found a volume of the book, and I looked up that page, and it didn't say anything like what it said on there. So I said, well, it might be fake news. I don't know yet. Mm-hmm. And she said, it's the wrong volume. You have to go to volume 2. And of course, you can't get volume 2 online. So then she sent me a PDF.
Oh, nice.
Of that somebody sent her of the pictures of those pages of the actual volume 2 book. But it's all in very old French, like old English, but French. So even if I can speak a little bit of French from my school days, but I can't understand that French. But that some of the words do seem to line up, so it could be true. Because I've seen it posted other places as well with that source. So yeah, it is probably true.
Do you have the PDF? Did you put that on? The PDF of the book?
No, I haven't been able to go on Blurt today to put those on. They're just photos of the old French book.
All right. Do you think there's enough French words that this isn't revisionist history where they just reverse engineered history to make it look like? Because we see a lot
of that. Well, that's what I thought at first.
Yeah, that's a good thought. Because I think there's a lot of that being done. There's actually quite a few people that have done what look like old movies, but they do them today. And they make it seem like these old movies, these cartoons predicted today to the T.
Like The Simpsons are doing.
Yeah, I don't watch The Simpsons, but...
I don't watch The Simpsons, but I spent 10 years framing Simpsons pictures because I worked in an animation art gallery.
Okay.
And I had to look at Simpsons pictures every day.
Oh.
So I can't watch it on the telly because I've overloaded completely. But I've seen those videos where they're predictive, predicting the future all the time.
Oh, okay.
But I met Seth Groening.
Oh, neat.
He came to our gallery because we were doing a big promo of one of his pictures. I don't know which one. Selling them all framed and that. And he gave me a comic book, a Simpsons comic book, and he drew Homer Simpson in there, a big picture, and wrote, you know, to Tracy with love and blah blah blah, and then he did one for my kids as well. Yeah, it was a really nice bloke, seemed really nice, looked like a big biker, like big tough biker, but he spoke with a lisp. His voice just didn't go with his body at all.
Oh yeah, that's funny.
Hilarious. But yeah, he was really sweet. So I can't believe that he's one of these Satanists from Hollywood. Don't know.
Well, they look like teddy bears in public, maybe. Huh? Maybe he dresses up in a devil suit at night.
Yeah, maybe.
Leather and lace and whips and chains and boots. Yeah, maybe. Anyway,
yeah.
So...
Well, they always said that if the devil did come down to earth or whatever... As a human, he'd be very good looking and handsome and charming, wouldn't he?
So there were plague. Do you think this is true? There were plague doctors in the 1530s wandering around.
Yeah, there were. Oh, that bit is totally true. Yeah. Because I had to read a bit, try and find as much as I could on the Black Death when I was doing my Contagion debunked article.
Okay.
I thought I'd put the Black Death in just for giggles. But when you try and find anything out about it, it's very difficult because it's so long ago. And all the writing that was written about it, the people thought in completely different ways in those days. Mm-hmm. So they were thinking that comets were causing it. They were talking, there was like talking about lights in the sky. But there was also a lot of talk about men in black, which jumped out at me. You know, there was quite a few people mentioned these men in black going across the countryside. And at the time, I was thinking men in black for film. Maybe it was time travelers or something. But then I was looking at that thing the other day. and looking at the costumes that these doctors wore, and they wore all black, like long capes, all in black with those weird beak things on, gas masks. So maybe it was them that they were talking about. But yeah, they did wear those, and they have got they've got some in museums. But they were for putting, you had to put flowers and herbs in the beak bit so that they didn't smell all the dead bodies, I guess. Or maybe there was gas in the air. So that was the time when they were talking about the miasma theory as well.
Yes, and I sent that to you about the miasma theory, because I'd never heard of it. Because one of the persons on Steve Kirsch's Substack, when I was asking, do you believe in the germ theory, he said, no, I believe in the miasma theory. And I never heard of miasma.
Well, the miasma theory was before germ theory, and it was to do with the environment, basically. So things in the environment can make you sick, like the air you breathe, dirty air. But the way they describe it, it makes it sound a bit, you know, woo-woo, but it's actually just pollution. So, like, earthquakes and I think comets can cause earthquakes, can't they? So when you have earthquakes, gases can come up out of the ground, all kinds of noxious gases. So maybe that was having an effect on people.
Well, natural gas can come out of the ground even methane.
And if everyone starts keeling over from sniffing natural gas, in those days, you'd think they were just dropping dead from, I don't know, demons or whatever, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't think natural gas has a smell, because they add the sulfur smell.
Yeah,
so you can smell it. And I was out sniffing tonight just to see if I had a gas leak, because sometimes when the furnace kicks on, there's a little whiff of gas before it gets combusted that gets exhausted. And I was outside and I smelled it. So then I was sniffing away, because you're supposed to call the gas company right away if you have a leak. I even called them once at 2 in the morning when it was minus 30 out, and they actually showed up within an hour. I was stunned. I said, you guys don't waste any time.
Well, I actually got quite ill from breathing in gas when I was a kid. They were digging up the roads down near my school, and because I'm so nosy, I stuck my head over the hole because I wanted to see what was going on. And the man said, don't breathe in while you're looking down this hole. And I was like, why? And I took a big sniff, because I never do as I'm told.
That's the worst and thing I could tell you.
And it didn't actually affect me straight away. For weeks after that, if I went into a small room like the toilet, if I was in a tiny room, I'd just pass out. And I had to go to the doctors in the end, and I explained that I'd sniffed some gas. And they said, because the gas that's in the pipes is heavier than normal air, it sits in the bottom of your lungs.
Oh, wow, so that's cool.
So it was stuck in the bottom of my lungs and suffocating me slowly. He said eventually it'll work its way out. So I just had to just keep the door open when I went to the toilet for a few weeks.
They thought you were allergic to toilets, and they were going to vaccinate you against toilets, maybe.
Maybe.
Isn't it funny and that's what we call contagion today, when many people show the same signs when they're in proximity to each other, instead of the miasma theory makes way more sense, especially if it's invisible natural gas. And wow, that would be quite a puzzle to try and figure out if you had not told him that you were sniffing gas. Because if you didn't, how would you? There's no tests to see if you have natural gas sitting at the bottom of your lungs. No one would have been able to figure that one out.
I think doctors in my day, back in the day, weren't as bad as they are today. They would actually think about things and work things out from your symptoms.
That's true.
And the only symptoms I had, I wasn't ill. There was nothing wrong with me.
Right.
I just would faint if I didn't get enough fresh air.
Today you would have had brain surgery looking for a clot, probably.
I know. It's mad. But doctors don't seem to have brains anymore these days. They just get the vaccine schedule pumped into their heads, and they just have computers now, and they put all your symptoms into their computer,
right.
And the computer tells
right.
them which drug to give you.
Yeah, it spits out a pill.
Yeah, that's all they do now.
Yes.
So I remember I went to another time I went to the doctors. I didn't go very often, only when I was desperate. I had a slipped disc. I came back from America with a slipped disc, and I was in absolute agony.
Where did you catch that?
I was working in a frame making, a sign making business. So I was bending over a big art bench all day long at a 45 degree angle.
And it went pop one day.
Yeah, it slowly went pop, slowly oozed out. Mm-hmm. But I went to the doctors for that. And he just turned round and said, we don't fix backs. We can't do anything for you. All we can do is give you painkillers.
Right.
And he said, and the painkillers will make you very drowsy. And I said, well, that's no bloody good, is it? So I ended up going to an osteopath in the end. And they sorted it out lovely.
Isn't that interesting? But
yeah,
today you get
today
you get 5 minutes with the doctor. What's wrong? Oh, okay, yeah. Let's do a blood workup. Come back next week when the blood tests are in, and we'll review that and find a pill for you. Yeah, that's about it, huh? They don't ask anything about lifestyle, what you've been doing, what you've been eating. Mm. None of that. It's not relevant. It's not possible.
And the usual when you went to the doctors a few years ago, this not even that many years ago. If you went to the doctors and he said, and he didn't know what was wrong with you, he couldn't work it out, he'd just say, oh, you've got a virus. That was their go-to answer for anything that they didn't know how to treat.
And if that didn't work, then they would say it's all in your head and send you to the psychological unit.
No, it's genetic.
Right.
That's the other one that they'd use.
Mm-hmm. That's in your genes. You got bad genes, bad parents.
Yeah, that's it.
And even if you tell them there's no history of any of that disease in my family, well, it's a one of, or their favorite word these days is breakout. The breakout. Broke out of the shackles of our...
It's all prison talk, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All this health talk is all to do with prisons.
Mm-hmm. And war.
Mm. Did you like my blog about Satanism and all that?
Was that on Blurt?
Yeah.
By the way, Blurt's back. It is working again.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking at it. I'll look at that in a sec. But going back to the plague from 1530, they mm-hmm. were busy inoculating back during the plague, it seems. This really goes back a long way.
Well, the whole, I did put it in one of my, it was in my Contagion Fact Check.
Mm-hmm.
It was in that one. They actually started, they called it variolation
right,
at the
variolation,
time.
Yeah.
And that started in China,
mm-hmm.
funnily enough. And that was going on way before the Black Death and all that. It had already been started in China, and it was starting to work its way across the world, and that's why they were drying the pustules and using that, because that's variolation. That's what they did, the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And that I worked out that was probably what caused the plague. Because they always said that the plague didn't move like a contagious disease should. It moved with the merchant route, you know, the Silk Road.
Uh-huh.
And there were other merchant routes, and it was all going along those routes. So probably some Chinese guy thought he'd chance his luck and go sell these variolations to the silly Europeans.
And it's always the antidote that's the poison, isn't it? The inoculation. It's always been that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's always the cure that is the poison. Nobody's ever caught on in a reasonable fashion.
That's one of the things that Jim O'Kelly teaches. It's a word that he's always talking about, and I can't remember what the word is. Mm-hmm. But it means that the poison is they're using the poison as the cure, and it's an actual Latin word. I wish I could remember what the word was.
Right. But
get him on your show and he'll tell you.
But the poison.
I know. Isopathy.
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 Let's look that up. Iso means the same.
But that's basically what homeopathy is about as well.
Isopathy.
The medical treatment based on the hypothesis that it is beneficial to administer the causative agent or its product or an extract from a healthy animal of the part or organ affected.
Yeah, and that's what he calls vaccines. Vaccines are isopathy, which is true.
Hmm. Interesting.
Because they take the diseased matter from someone who's sick, and they pump it into someone who's not sick. That's all it's based on. But the big thing that he's always saying is the pustules and the pus that they use to do this is the result of disease. It's not the cause of disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's a symptom of disease, not the cause, if you see what I mean.
Mm-hmm. I have to get Jim Kelly on for sure.
Yeah, he'll talk your ears off, that one.
And it's funny how people they stick to the enemy territory of Facebook. It seems like all is good. I guess it's because it's so easy to do stuff. But people.
Well, it's also we've been on there for so long and we all know each other.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my Facebook so well tuned now that I hardly ever get anyone slagging me off on my Facebook now because I've got rid of them all.
It's just hard to get stuff like videos off of Facebook. They make it really hard because they don't want you to leave.
If you send a video and a message, you can usually get it.
Yeah, they don't want you to leave the plantation.
Yeah, I know you can't get videos off Facebook. It's a pain.
Well, you can. I use a program called JDownloader.
Oh, okay.
You should take a look at that one.
Hmm.
I'm going to
grab it. I was watching a video this morning, and I don't know how I saw it or who sent me it or anything, and I really wanted to go back and grab it. But I looked through my history and everything. I've done everything that I can think of to find this video that I watched this morning, and it's gone. Can't find it. It's really weird. It was just some woman on an aeroplane doing a Karen.
Yeah, we all saw it. That's everywhere. But, I've seen that.
Is it the one where she hits the guy in the face, though?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to send it to someone.
Yeah,
I looked for it on DuckDuckSearch and it didn't come up, not this one. I know there's a few Karens on planes.
Yeah,
but
the latest one.
Right, I didn't see it on the search.
Yeah, I didn't save it because it doesn't really...
Was it you that sent me it then?
Maybe, but I don't usually save these things because it doesn't really further the cause because it's just really showing all the conflicts that are being created.
Yeah, true.
Woman
I did like
plane.
It, though, because that poor fella, she twatted him in the face.
Yeah, there's so many of these now. Here, this is it here. 9.3 million.
Drink your ass up. Don't you dare talk to me like that.
God damn it.
You
Stand your ass up.
Sit down, Karen.
Karen?
You're a goddamn Karen.
No.
Sit down.
Sarah.
Sit down, Karen.
Sit down, pussy.
Ma'am.
Pussy, no, you're the pussy.
Oh, no, you're the pussy.
Ma'am, do you want the police to meet you on the ground?
What about him?
Mask up.
Mask up.
You got your mask down, bitch.
Sir.
Yes, I did.
Stop it again.
You're going to jail. As soon as we get in Atlanta, you're going to jail. Bitch. Karen. Hey, spit on me. They double going to jail. Bitch.
I think she spit on him, too. She's something else.
Yeah. Horrible, wasn't it?
At least he didn't hit back. He shouldn't hit a woman, but are you allowed to hit a woman like that?
I wouldn't, no.
Yeah, that's got 10,000 comments, 9.3 million views, 69,000 likes, and 31,000 retweets. Oh,
Never go on a plane these days.
Well, that's the whole point. They don't want you on a plane. They don't want anyone flying.
I would never go on a plane after the last time I was on a plane, which was 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not because of this. I just didn't like all the security that was going on back then. It was bad enough. I ended up in one of them full body scanners and I didn't even know I was in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was too late to get out by the time I was stood there. I was quite ill as well after I got home after that journey. It was a long journey, though. It was Thailand to here.
Well, there's a lot of stress involved in flying, and it's a unnatural.
I think the air in the aeroplanes is really bad as well. It gets churned through the engines or something.
Yes, I think I heard that. Yeah. The intake for the plane is near the exhaust of the airplane,
yeah.
And I believe the exhaust is, well, we know the exhaust is not processed in any way. It's completely raw. And yeah, I think there's a lot of talk.
I had like the flu for a few weeks after that journey. They call it airline flu.
Yes. I'm just trying to get to the, this is what I find frustrating about Blurt. I'm trying to get to your main page. Okay, now I found it. You got to press two different ways. Okay, so there's the rinse repeat. That's a good title. And then we have the virus misconception.
That's the old Lanka one that I translated.
Okay, and then there's, I see, this is funny. 1 year on. So what are people dying from? The Karens, they go up the mountain, come down. Old normal tea rooms. What's PO?
That was a cartoon that I doctored myself. I put the little signs on myself.
What's POB?
Proof of Brain. That's a group in on Hive.
Oh, okay. That's a little too inside baseball for me.
Yeah, that was an inside joke for the pobbers.
So what did you say in this post? So what are people dying from?
That is a really long post because somebody left a comment on a post of mine saying, you know, the usual, well, what are people dying of then if it's not a virus? So then I thought, right, I'll go and find all the reasons that people are dying and I've just put it all in there.
And the main thing is there were no excess deaths in 2020. So the normal people who would have died were dying.
Yeah, but then you always get, a friend of a cousin of my Uncle Jack's got sick and died and they were perfectly healthy. You know, you always get those stupid answers.
But they don't tell you he was
verify.
Hit by a bus or
you can't
he fell
verify.
Down the stairs.
It's probably a yeah. lot of rubbish.
Right.
But it still shuts you up.
But on the other hand, in 2020, people were masking up, so they were suffocating themselves. They were under super stress, and stress is definitely one of the number one killers.
Well, my answer to the mask thing is when when you look at the videos of Wuhan, where it all supposedly started, those people have been masking up for years because of the pollution.
Yes.
Everyone walks around in a mask, all constantly. And it didn't save them. And they stopped them.
Yeah. And they have tons of pollution. They live on top of each other. It's a very dense city. And I think
there was also a vaccine drive going on in December of 2019.
Same as in Italy.
And it wasn't the same vaccine, I don't think. Mm-hmm. In China, they were actually testing out a SARS vaccine. One of their vaccines was supposedly a SARS one.
Right.
Which have always failed in animals, so I don't know what they were doing putting that out. But it was probably the one that they're giving us now, it was probably that they tested out on the Chinese first. But there was two vaccines going around in China, and the same in Italy. In Italy, there was two. One was a pneumonia jab, and the other one was a new flu jab, I think. And they only gave it to the old people, and they were the ones who all started dropping dead.
But that's easy. That's easy to cover because they're old and they're ready to die anyway. So no one's ever going to autopsy those people. They're easy places to hide the poison. There's no suspicion.
But autopsies won't find vaccine damage anyway, because they never do toxicology when they do an autopsy nowadays.
And even if you do a toxicology, you have to be looking for certain toxins. And if you're not looking for them, you won't
find
them.
They won't. I mean, I've had this problem for years with the vaccine-damaged babies, when babies die of SIDS and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then they never do a toxicology.
Right, because that's only for drug addicts.
Don't know.
Well, if you're a known drunk or drug addict, they'll do a toxicology on you, but babies certainly aren't. So that's why you're right. They wouldn't do that.
No. And now they've got a new version for grown-ups of SIDS, and they just call it SADS.
Right. Yeah, adults.
Sudden adult death syndrome.
Right.
It's crazy. Absolutely mad.
They also put here that in China, Wuhan, there are 5 trash incinerators pumping out 10,000 tons of burnt trash per day.
That's what pollution's because of.
Right. And in July of 2019, they were having protests for that kind of near to the city pollution that was killing people or causing
They're burning all our trash, the EU's trash.
Is that right? It's literally being taken over to China.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's so many extra angles that, well, it goes back to my idea that the medical industry was funded and started by the chemical industry as a cover for all their...
Yeah. It was a Rockefeller. Rockefeller got together with the Rothschilds and sorted that out, yeah.
Yeah, and you've got the Northern Italy section right after. And you're talking about the air quality because of the I think it's the Po River Valley, which is naturally captures air and doesn't allow circulation. I think I talked about that.
Yeah, it's notorious for bad air there.
Because there's zero circulation, but that's where industry is and it gets trapped.
And bad miasma.
Bad miasma.
Yeah.
And you don't, I think we talked about this article because there was nothing about, I think, the flu shot vaccination in Lombardy province in Italy. I don't see that here. But I think you were going to add it.
No, I found that afterwards and I made a completely different blog on my WordPress.
Oh, okay.
With the news articles, which I was going to add to the bottom of the blog for Blurt. I was going to stick it on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've stuck it on the bottom there as a link. But also, there was the link, because in New York was the next area where it took off. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't work out at the time what it could have been. But now, after looking back and finding more stuff, I wanted to add in the remdesivir to that, because that was what they were using in America to treat anyone with breathing problems. They were just sticking them straight on the remdesivir. And at the time, we didn't know the doses they were giving people. It was just hearsay. But since, they've come out and doctors have said that they were really, really pumping it into them, loads of remdesivir.
Right.
And that's all Fauci again. That's his drug, isn't it?
Yeah, from Gilead. That's right. And it was the number one killing treatment for Ebola. They literally took the one that did the most damage. So we can see that they've got everything set to kill. Everything is on kill, for sure.
Yeah, high kill mode.
yeah, on high kill, exactly.
Just then there's the, in America, there was the, what do you call them? The ventilators.
Right.
That was the killing thing in America. Well, they were sticking people on ventilators, which apparently brings your death rate up to about 80%.
Yes.
It might be higher. But once you're on a ventilator, there's very little chance you're going to get off it. The longer you're on it,
yes,
the less chance you'll get off it.
But when they put you in the coma,
they are killing you. By putting you in a coma, you're dead, basically.
But I think
and
they
the machine
have to put you in a coma to get the ventilator down your throat, because you will...
Yeah.
Cause all kinds of trouble if someone's jamming something down the back of your nose, up your nose,
exactly.
And down the back of your throat.
It's meant to be extremely painful as well.
Mm-hmm. You need to be in a coma. You definitely need to be knocked out. But then you need the ventilator for a coma.
When you're in a coma, you are dead.
Right.
You can't breathe. Your heart stops.
Crazy.
Oh, no, your heart doesn't stop with a coma, does it?
Well, yeah, because if they do heart surgery, then they put you on the heart-lung machine, then your heart stops.
When people who are in comas naturally still breathe, mm-hmm. they don't have to go on a ventilator.
No. This is an unnatural coma.
It's not really an induced coma. It's induced death, really.
I'm just looking through your post now, so you... I'm trying to find your post on, what was it?
It was a Christmas post. It was something about Christmas. It was that Greek, the one with the Egyptians.
Oh, who's in charge here? Oh, that fooled me.
It might be. Okay. Oh, no, that's about the Jews.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't read this one. Yeah, lots of good stuff on Northern Tracy's blurt.blog. And she even shows you how to set up an account. And she set one up for me, and I just have to go after it.
Yeah, because if you don't, I want me 200 blurts back.
What is 200 blurts worth?
Not a lot now, but it means that you can post as much as you like on there, because it costs to post on there.
But what... Oh,
and
really?
200 will keep you going for ages. But
so is it worth $5?
It's not worth a lot now, but, you know, if you look at how these cryptos go up and down, mm-hmm. it could be worth a lot one day.
Or nothing. Likely nothing.
Well, when I first went on Blurt, I just swapped all my Hive that I'd got on Hive, and I swapped it over to Blurt. And now it says my account is worth nearly $800. And I've only been on there a month.
Let's see. How much is 800 Blurt worth in US dollars?
No, $800. I've got 20,000 Blurts.
Oh. Okay. So 20,000 20,000 blurt. Yeah, wow. It's amazing.
Yeah, see, it's not bad. It's not to be scoffed at.
No, but I want to see you take the money out and spend it. See if you can get it out of there.
I haven't needed it yet. Okay. When I need it, I'm saving up.
I know, but don't save up crypto.
I'm saving up for a rainy day.
Take it out and see if you can get it out. That's the main thing
But the thing is, the fiat money is going to crash. So if I got it out and I had paper money, that paper money is going to be worth nothing, whereas the blurts are just going to keep going up.
Maybe. Well, just buy a few groceries with it. I just want to see if you can get it out easily without losing a bunch in the transaction. That's all.
Oh, I think it's 1% or something, usually, the transaction fee.
Right. I don't see
They always tell you how much it's going to cost.
Mm-hmm. I don't see your Satan Claus post on here. Maybe it disappeared.
No, it was a Christmas post. So I don't know what the title would be. I can't see it's too tiny.
I'm seeing stuff from 10 days ago. Here it is. From 12 days ago.
That's it. Yeah, Christmas one.
Okay, what are you saying here?
I can't remember. But I wouldn't put that on my WordPress. It's all about Christmas being...
Was it you that said that the reason why the Christians put their celebration of Christ to Christmas is to basically hide because they were being persecuted and the pagans dominated and they were the ones busy celebrating winter solstice? So they tucked their celebration in the same period, so as not to be noticed. Have you heard that?
I didn't think of that way.
Yeah, I heard that. That sounds pretty plausible.
It does. Well, I know that Constantine had a lot to do with it, and Paul, and they wanted to. They were trying to make Christianity as popular as possible, and that's why they ditched the vegetarian angle, because the original Christians were all vegetarians.
Okay.
And they had a bit of a beef with that. They were arguing, you know, the different factions were arguing with each other about it. So they decided to not mention the vegetarian aspect for the common people.
Interesting.
But my big problem with Christmas is all the eating of the dead animals, because to me that's satanic.
Yes.
That's a satanic thing, and I don't think Jesus would be happy about it, basically.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not going to make you happy on my stance. I do. I still eat meat.
But most people don't even do Christmas for Jesus anyway.
No.
It's all about buying presents and Christmas trees and Satan Claus and all that rubbish. It's nothing to do with Jesus anymore, is it?
I'll play a bit of Greg's son.
Oh, Western. Oh, bless him.
Disney Frozen.
Mom.
Daddy. Yeah. Disney Frozen.
So that's Greg looking after his son. And it's irony, it's Frozen because his son's development is frozen.
He has the patience of a saint, that man. When he's dealing with those two kids, I tell you.
You have to. It's crazy. So this is Greg, and this is what he's working on. And he did a whole monetizing misery on Andrew Wakefield, which is right here. Mm-hmm. You'll have to watch that. He put it on Screencast-O-Matic. So he put a whole discussion
Andrew
here.
Andrew Wakefield.
I guess Greg is most bitter because he was really taken in by the Vaxxed movies. Did you watch the Vaxxed movies?
Yeah. We were all posting it back in the day in our groups and that. But what it did do was make everybody start arguing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, it also attracted a lot more new people who were not necessarily anti-vax. They were just, they just wanted safer vaccines, and they wanted them spaced out and one at a time, not three in one, things like that. So we just had an massive influx of new people who were not anti-vaccine. So it kind of watered down the whole movement, which is probably what they intended to do anyway. But it had
it diffused it basically from.
Yeah, it did.
Catching fire.
And then there was new groups came up, and they were all called Vaxxed, Vaxxed UK, Vaxxed Ireland, which is ironic because it's a positive word. It's like saying we are vaxxed in UK and we are vaxxed in Ireland.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think all the groups need to use the word abolitionist now if they want to really distinguish themselves. Because you're not going to catch...
there aren't any groups left on Facebook anywhere. Hmm. They're all gone. Mine's just completely hidden because all the spellings have been changed so they can't hopefully see it. But
did you give me a link to it? I can't remember.
Yeah, I did, but no one ever posts in there because you can't find it.
Yeah, that's the key. Any successful group is for it to be shared and cross-posted.
Yep, exactly. I mean, if I do post in there, it gets posted on my main page, and then suddenly people do go and have a look because they've got the link. But... And there's a lot of files in that group, so I don't want it to get deleted. Good files. Hello?
Yeah, we're still here. Sorry, I'm just trying to download Jim O'Kelly's. I got to be fast with you. No pausing at all. I'm trying to download his A New Health Era from Feces book, but it won't let me, so... Oh, well, it's a struggle. Okay.
So well, get in touch with him on email.
Yeah, I sent him a link, and hopefully he can do
Tell him that I've been on your show, and then he might come on.
Well, that'll convince him that it's safe.
Maybe.
When's the last time you talked to him?
Oh, God, ages ago, I don't know. I don't think I've hardly spoken to him through the whole COVID thing.
Yeah, isn't that strange? You'd think you guys would be on fire, the whole
group. Well, I don't know if he'd be pissed off if I'm writing about the germ theory not. Because I did learn a lot from him.
Hmm.
But I have put links to his website on some of my articles if I've used it. But I don't know.
Well, I have many what I call pod children. These are people that broke off from starting off on my audio chat.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about it. And
that's what I'm hoping is. Just happy that someone else is going about teaching this stuff.
Yeah, I think as long as you give attribution.
I'd love it if everybody started talking about what I've been doing, and then I wouldn't have to do it anymore. It'd be great.
Well, then, yeah, you could. Yeah, I think everyone should, as long as you attribute your work to where it came from, and especially if it's still especially if people can still find the original story.
Yeah,
that's all I ask for. Just drop a link to my blog here and there. Once in a blue moon, and take it from there.
Nice.
That's what the internet's all about.
Sharing it is. Links, that's yeah, fine.
And combining forces and creating synergy.
Mm-hmm.
Even for today's show, I've made sure that as we were talking, sometimes when I pause, I'm busy putting links to some of the things that I'm talking about. So I've got quite a few links to your blog.
You need a producer.
I do. It wouldn't hurt if a producer was riding shotgun with me, actually. That's a good point. Maybe I should have a somebody just following what I'm doing.
What about your daughter?
Yeah.
She could do it.
No, you're right. That would be a good thing.
I think she'd be a good producer, you know, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
She's very calm.
Especially if I paid her.
Very calm and brainy.
Yeah, she's good. She needs to exercise that brain, though. But, yeah, for sure. I think so. So I could get her to put stuff on the screen. Although I like putting my own stuff on the screen, but just saving the links, everything I'm looking at, that might be something worthwhile. So for sure.
Yeah, I suppose it would get a bit too slick, wouldn't it, if you got a producer in and all that. And I like the way it's so
messy.
What's the word?
Well, it's kind of messy. It's kind of scattered.
I was going to say, no, I was going to use a nicer word than that.
That's all right. You can be blunt.
It's friendly. It's more relaxed.
Yeah, well, as soon as you can always tell when I'm doing something other than listening intently, because I sort of pause and I don't quite get what you're saying because I'm making a link or a post or trying to answer comments. So for instance, tonight I haven't even looked at the comments, really.
I know, they've been scrolling by too fast today.
Mm-hmm. Well, if anyone has any questions for Northern Tracy, let her rip. Are you doing anything?
Yeah, hurry up because I'm going to bed in a minute.
Yeah, 5 more minutes and the show's over anyway. Been on an hour and a half.
I have to drive to the north of Donegal for a New Year's party.
Oh, wow. How was your Christmas? Did you have fun? Was there
awful.
Any Did you say awful?
Yeah.
Oh dear! What happened? If you want to tell,
well, I want to be with my family at Christmas, and I can't. So it was awful.
Well, what stopped you guys? I know what stopped us. What stopped you guys?
Because they're in England. They're in England, and I'm in Ireland.
Okay, so there was no way to make that happen.
No, I'm not going to take a test or anything, and it's just so expensive now. Everything.
Right, but you
just so dealing with the hassle.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, my.
But it's the tradition to go to my friends at New Year, so that's where I'm going.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
So that's there's no vaccine passports required for that.
No. No.
Well, that's good.
I even went the year when we had a 5 kilometer limit where you weren't allowed to go more than 5 kilometers, which is ridiculous because my nearest shop is 14 kilometers away.
Right. Well, that's what they want. They're just trying to condition people, if we can really make sense of it, to not leave their household area. Did you see this video by Dr. Nathan Thompson where he's analyzing the blood? Is that of any interest to you?
Yeah, I couldn't watch it. He was just talking so much crap.
Yeah.
That I had to turn it off.
What was the crap?
Is he a naturopath?
I don't know what he is. I just thought it was interesting that all these
Because
blood...
he was just talking complete modern medicine rubbish.
Right, yeah, okay. I figured
all
it might turn
levels out. Are meant to mean certain things, which is none of it's proven.
That's true.
The thing he said about vitamin D was ridiculous. Like he was giving them what 200% of something of vitamin D and there was none in their blood. They don't even know what vitamin D is. We get it from the sunlight. How can you measure that?
Mm-hmm.
How can you measure a vitamin D that you get from the sunlight? I think it's all bollocks. It's all chemistry, and we're not just, you know, a bunch of chemicals.
Mm-hmm. You can't just inject the end product because it's not going to be the same.
No.
And I got that.
No.
Maybe I got that off Jim O'Kelly where he was talking about.
Yes, because he's really anti-vitamins.
Right. The same.
And I've had quite a few arguments with him on that as well, but I can see his point when it comes to vitamin D because they use the sheep's wool or something to get vitamin D. But they also just use other things and they irradiate them. So they irradiate stuff and they call that vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
He's got it all on his, he's posted loads about vitamin D. It's very interesting if you like that sort of thing. But I stopped taking vitamin D when I read what he said it was.
Yeah, so I put our vitamins a hoax. So do you take any supplementary vitamins now, or is that just, do you think that's a waste of time? And you just
no,
expensive urine,
is it? If I know that I haven't been eating well enough, I will get some whole food vitamins, which is actually just food dried and compressed into a big tablet.
Oh.
I'll take them, but no, I wouldn't take chemical vitamins.
That's interesting.
Whole food vitamins.
Do they go bad?
So they just take like fruits and vegetables and then they dry it and like make it really small as they can get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all made from actual food.
Right. Would it go bad then over time if it's made from real food?
Probably, yeah, but it's dried. A dried food can last quite a long time, can't it? I just made some mincemeat pies tonight, and I made the mincemeat from scratch from a packet of dried fruit that I bought maybe 10 years ago. It's years. I know it's years old. Maybe 6-7 years old. And I just made mincemeat, and it's absolutely fine.
So is whole food vitamin, are whole food vitamins the only vitamins you should take? Because there are, I'm just looking now.
They're the only ones I will take.
So there are.
And only when I'm feeling run down.
You can take a vegan multivitamin, one daily.
No, I would never take them. That's all that B17 crap. Do you know what B17 is?
No.
It's bacteria from soil, from animal feces.
Wow.
That's all that is.
But I'm looking a whole food multivitamin.
It's dirt is what it is.
Okay.
And B17 is supposed to be manufactured by your own bacteria in your own body. So people who are low on B17, they just don't have the microbiome. They're probably taking too many antibiotics and stuff.
This here, plant-based ingredients are whole food multivitamins are made from plant-based vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D3 from lichen, vitamin E from a sunflower, and calcium and magnesium from marine algae.
Yeah, see, that's all proper things you can eat.
Oh, so you would do that. Okay. This one, our formula includes antioxidants.
No, that did it say whole food, though?
It says whole food multivitamin, yeah.
Right, because if it says, you said vitamins taken from a lichen or whatever.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like whole foods to me.
Our whole food multivitamins are made with plant-based vitamins and minerals, including... Ah.
Plant-based vitamins.
Vitamins?
Yeah, no.
No?
That doesn't sound like whole food vitamins
to me.
Well,
it says whole food right on the label. It says our premium formula includes activated B vitamins like methylfolate, B6, P5P, B12 methylcobalamin, and chelated minerals like selenium and zinc.
Yeah, selenium.
I think they're 40 cents a capsule.
Yeah, the good ones are expensive.
50 cents a capsule. Wow. That's a power shot.
Yeah. I think the best way to do it is just buy these juices. That's what I do now. They're selling them all over the place now. You just get a big mixed juice. The one that I like the best got spirulina in it.
All right.
So it's a horrible green color. It looks like it's disgusting, but it tastes the best out of all of them.
I've been juicing for 7 years.
What?
I've been juicing for 7 years, but I make my own juice. But
lately, I think these are more like smoothies.
Well, that's what. Yeah, That's what I've been doing, and yeah, it.
Yeah, but you have to buy a lot of stuff to do juicing.
That's right. That's right.
You can just buy it in a bottle.
That's right. But mine's fresher.
Hmm.
But
then you have to wash your juicer.
Yeah, of course. You have to work.
Pain in the butt.
You have to work for your health.
Juicer. Oh, no, I'll just buy a bottle of juice already made from. I do have a juicer. It's got dust on it.
I'm just going to say it's gathering dust.
Yep, it is. I will get round to doing some juicing.
Have you heard of V-Safe? V as in vitamin safe? Have you heard of V-Safe?
No.
This is an app that allegedly Pfizer and the other druggies are giving to people to report their vaccine injury. Do you prefer vaccine injury or damage?
I don't know. I'd say injury,
because
it is a kind of assault, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like side effects. I would never say side effects.
Just effects.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, V-Safe is a whole thing that apparently they're only Oracle, the massive database corporation. Only they have access to the data, and they're not disclosing it to the public. They're manipulating it, so... This is supposed to be more accurate than the VAERS. It's the latest.
Well, it wouldn't be difficult, would it? That wouldn't be difficult to be more accurate than VAERS.
Yeah. You're right. All right. Well, we've been going about an hour and a half. We could talk all night because you have so much good info. But by the way, listen, are you following Steve Kirsch on Substack? What do you think of him?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'm posting a lot of his stuff.
I've been kind of having a bit of time out over Christmas.
All right.
I haven't really done
much.
There's
no time for pausing, though. You know that.
I know. Well, 2022 is going to be crazy, I hear.
Yeah.
It's really going to start going mental in 2022.
Are we winning?
One of my friends is one of these Stars fans.
Yeah, the Shemitah in September, whatever that is.
Something to do with the water bear, Chinese astrology.
Yeah.
There's something weird going on in 2022.
What?
But there's also something weird going on with the Jewish calendar in 2022 as well.
Sure.
Everything seems to be merging in 2022.
But what's your take? Do you think we're going to get out of this, or are we still hurtling down towards...
I've heard that the New World Order was never supposed to be successful anyway.
Oh.
And the way they're portraying it, it seems like they're actually goading us because they're making it look so awful that nobody's going to want it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's meant to fail, and then something else is going to happen that's going to be the real big deception.
Oh.
I reckon it's going to be aliens. I reckon they're going to do the alien thing next. They're already talking about it in the churches and stuff. NASA and everything. They're all starting to, like, send out feelers for how we'll react. Fake alien invasion. Bollocks.
They keep saying that, though. No one's going to buy that.
Well, you don't know. They bought this shit.
That's true.
Hook, line, and sinker. I think they'll buy anything. They'll buy anything if it gets them out of this fear.
Another died suddenly. I've died suddenly under my alerts. Dies suddenly. 41-year-old father of three from Liverpool.
It's all right. It's only sads. It's nothing to see here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no cure for sads, and nobody knows why it happens.
That's right. Well, as I've said before, if you take this injection, the problem is if you do have the negative effects, if you do succumb or are badly injured. There's nowhere to go to get treatment.
No.
Because no one will acknowledge.
Well, it's been like that with vaccines for years. Same exact thing.
Yeah, so you're going to have a double hard time when you finally get into a specialist, because they have a deliberate blind spot to what ails you. They know what the problem is, but they know they can't acknowledge it because they'll be fired or blacklisted or de-licensed.
I don't think they do know. I just think that they're told that it's not the vaccines.
Yeah, that's the first page in the book of treatments. It's not the vaccines. That's
exactly,
page one. Then page two is 10,000 other pills for every ill. All right. Well, we've had you for an hour and a half. It's been great. I was hoping Greg would stay over a little longer, but of course I just asked him at the last minute to say hi to you mainly. And he wanted to talk about his
life. If I'd known he was going to scoot off, I would have asked him some questions before he went.
Well,
never mind.
He's on Facebook. You can ask him and message him. And he's on Telegram. Yeah. Are you getting on Telegram? Or you don't have a phone?
No, because I don't have a phone.
You can't get it going without a phone?
No, you have to give them a phone number to verify.
Okay.
Maybe I could try that verifying thing that I did for my donor button.
Yeah,
maybe should. Verify that there.
Yeah, that would be smart.
Yeah, maybe I'll have a look. I'll see.
All right.
I'm still on holiday at the moment.
Yes. Even though you're still blurting like crazy and putting out content, but you're on holidays.
Oh, I didn't hardly write anything on those blurts. I've just copied them over from Hive.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't even know where your Hive is, actually, so I couldn't see that.
Well, that was just my stuff that I did on my WordPress.
Right.
I just put it wherever I can find to put it.
Okay. All right. Well, we had a good chat. It was nice talking to you. Always a pleasure.
Have a lovely new year and happy Christmas to everybody.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of blah on 2022 because it's going to get more difficult, I think. And I just don't.
Yeah, but at least we're saying goodbye to 21.
Yeah. Well, so there's always hope, but it's
look at it this way. It can't get any worse, or can it?
Yeah, I can. That's the problem.
I don't know.
We've read the tea leaves.
Huh?
We've read the tea leaves. The tea leaves are out there. And I really, if everything goes QR code and there's no more photoshopping of these insane. Someone said that if you have been forging vaccine documents, you're just perpetuating and delaying the inevitable. I agree with that. I agree it's completely just delaying the inevitable, but the QR codes are going to be a little more difficult. But I was thinking that, you know, computers are not that reliable.
No,
maybe
if you
just said, hey, I don't know why my QR code doesn't work, because obviously you can't see anything in a QR code. It's just a bunch of black dashes and dots. So if you it doesn't work,
there's going to be a lot of people going around with black markers.
Well, that too. But you could just say, I don't know why my QR code doesn't work. Are you going to let me into this movie or not?
Yeah.
I can imagine everyone having trouble getting in to these things because the QR codes aren't scanning.
Basically, it all comes down to the people on the ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whether they enforce it all.
Yes. If everyone stops going along with it, it's over.
From what I've heard here, most pubs are not asking for any details. Mm-hmm. And when I went to the pub a few weeks ago, it was just when they just reopened, and they had one of those things where you have to put your name down and what time you're
contact tracing.
And I just wrote in there Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, Mickey, he's popular.
Yeah, no one said a word.
And you just put the pizza place's phone number down.
Yeah, exactly.
So their phone is going to ring off the hook. All right, well, it was great talking to you. All the best. I know it's late there over there in Ireland. And
yes.
You know, I hope one day I can go to Ireland because I got family We came from County Cork, one of the branches. So I was I was always hoping this decade was when I could go, but I'm kind of worried that delaying the plans was not a good idea.
But, no, probably not.
But anyway, so have fun.
I'll see you whenever then.
Have fun, and we'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much.
See you next year.
See you next year, Northern Tracy. All the best.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. So there goes Northern Tracy. Go to her blog. All the links are in the show notes. The show notes are at FAK. What show is this? FAK 449, Northern Tracy. It's December 30th, 2021. If you like this show, send me an email, ima@fakeologist.com. Go to fakeologist.com/donate, fakeologist.com/telegram. If you want to chat with like-minded people, go to fake11.com/discord. Oh, by the way, the telegram is fake11.com/discord or /telegram. I misspoke earlier. And tomorrow is the last day of the year. Perhaps we will do a New Year's Eve open house. Perhaps. If you want to come by, fake11.com/discord. And that's way more informal. And you could just say, Happy New Year, Fakeologists. That's all you'd have to come by and say. That would be fun, actually. We should create bumpers like that. If you want to just come by and say, Happy New Year, Fakeologists, that would be fine. We also have a record button on the main site, fakeologist.com/blog/blog. Let me just type it in. It's fakeologist.com/blog. #SpeakPipe. Type that in. It should jump down on the right side. You will see the start recording button. And you can just click on it and allow your microphone to access that. And then you can record a message and it'll come into my email. That's how it works. You go like this. Happy 2022. Happy New Year to all the fakeologists from Mr. Fakeologist. So you press stop. You can play it here. You go like this. Happy 2022. Happy New Year to all the fakeologists from Mr. Fakeologist. And you put your name in here, your email, both optional. Or don't, and just click send. Very simple. Your message has been sent. Thank you. So try that out, guys. We'll talk to you next time.